Hello, and welcome to our midweek message. Sunday we're in Romans chapter 5 with a message entitled Faith and Fellowship. And today I want to continue in Romans chapter 5, but we'll pick up with the verse 6. The discussion was, we are both challenged unto faith in Jesus Christ and then fellowship with one another. I mean, there's not a separation between the two. They go together. We are to put our faith in Christ and then trust that the faith that others have in Christ is something that can work together for all of our good. And that what God is ready to work out in your life or in my life, that He is wanting to do that in community with other people. So let's look here and see what we pick up to help with that in the passage. Because if Paul's going to challenge us to something like that, then there has got to be some aid for that. How is it that my faith can impact the fellowship that I have with other people, and particularly believers? Because you'll come in contact with lots of unbelievers, and surely your faith can help you with that. We're talking about the building up of one another in the most holy faith. That's what we're after in this idea of fellowship. So let's look to Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die. But God showed us His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." All right, so really straightforward there on the faith aspect, right? While we were still weak, while we were not a righteous person, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is how God displayed His love, while we were still sinners. And we get that. That is how we came to Christ. If you're in Christ now, you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you understand that you were in need of a Savior, and Jesus Christ saved you from your sin. Amen. That's good. All right. But now let's continue, because a lot of times we approach God with the idea that He loved us enough to adopt us into His family, and He loved other people enough to adopt them into the same family, but now we're kind of on our own. And I want to continue in the passage, because I think Paul deals with that, remembering that in the church at Rome that Paul's writing to, he has both Jews and Gentiles, or in modern Western terms, in North America, United States, he has churched and unchurched, people who came from a church background and people who do not have a church background, some who know the system and know how it works, and others who do not. They're not familiar with this. They're out of their comfort zone, so to speak. And Paul has these two factions within his church of Jew and Gentile, which is much more diverse and separated than anything that we might be dealing with between church and unchurched. But it's got this separation. It's got this lack of trust in it. And Paul's trying to help the church to overcome that. So let's look now beginning in verse 9. "Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." All right, so we've been justified, and he says much more. So it's not that salvation wasn't enough. Paul says you're in the family. You've been loved by God. He paid the price for you to bring you into the family. Now, there is even more to benefit from in that relationship. There's more to unlock. There's more to behold. There's more to see God do. "Much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." Okay, so we were concerned that we were going to go to hell, and so we came to Christ. But now in Christ, we assume that we're under the chastening rod of God all the time. This doesn't take away from Hebrews chapter 12. Some of you may have already gone there in your head. Say, wait a minute, Greg. Every son that the Father loves, he chastens and he corrects. That's in Hebrews chapter 12. And it is an encouragement or a warning to steer clear of sin and to know that if God is correcting you or allowing some corrective punishment to come upon you, it's not so that He can rejoice in punishing or just vent His rage. That's not what He's up to. If He's doing that, it's because as a loving father with a son that he adores or a daughter that he adores, He is bringing them in. And there's the wrath has already been dealt with. Now it's just the correction. The anger has already been dealt with. Now it's just the loving pull of that person coming in. And the writer of Hebrews is saying, look out that you don't think that because you're being corrected, God somehow doesn't love you. He does love you. He loves you enough to correct you. And so humble yourself to that correction. All right, so this is not, verse 9 is not suggesting there's no more correction and everybody's just fine. No, every son that the father loves or daughter that the father loves, he chastens, he corrects, he speaks to them. And then if he needs to, he'll use a more forceful way to get their attention. Yes, that's the loving correction of God, though. And we as God's people need to recognize that there's a difference between the wrath of God on sinners who are not in Christ and the fathering love of God for people who are in Christ. Okay, we need to delineate between those two, because sometimes we come to Christ and still consider ourselves to be under the same wrath, and it's not the same. It changes because you're in the family. All right, verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Right, that's true. Much more now. So we've got a much more in two verses, verse 9 and verse 10. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. So his life at work in us has this continuing thing that God wants to do. And those that are his beloved, he loves you. And in that relationship of love, he's saying, there is much more that I want to do with you. I want to continue to reconcile all the parts of your brokenness and your past and your insecurities. I want to bring all of that in and see and help you see what it looks like when you're well loved, when you're cared for, when you're not grasping for the attention or shuddering under the fear of being, you know, beat down with the wrath of God. You're just aware that the Father does correct those he loves, and I want to live under his full blessing and the fullness of his love. And so I've got to open myself up to that. More than that. All right, so we've got a much more in verse 9, a much more in verse 10, and then verse 11 says, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. It is a done deal. He has purchased you out of slave market of sin into the life of God. And now he's saying, I want to continue this work. I want to continue to unpack this. And that was the challenge of preaching that message on Sunday. It's not to give a beat down to people that won't come to church or a beat down to people that won't be in Christian fellowship. It's just the kind of frustrating thing as a pastor to say, I'm offering you the best thing for you. I'm offering for you to be in a community of believers. I'm offering you to be in good fellowship with others. I'm not trying to beat you down for not doing it. I'm saying there's something way better in Jesus Christ than I got my ticket to heaven and I'm excited about that and that's good. And man, going to heaven is amazing and the gift of salvation, wonderful. But you got a package in Christ given to you that he wants to continue to let flood your soul and impact all the parts of who you are so that you no longer have to live your life chasing after the things the world chases after in order to find some significance. You are fully loved by God and he wants to continue to much more continue to show you what that is and how it works. So, hey, get in there, Romans chapter 5, take a look. And thanks so much for joining me. A little longer than normal on my midweek, but I hope you stayed with it to the end. And God bless. We'll see you next time. Thanks.